Hello, and welcome to the Major Gifts Fundraiser Podcast. I'm Monica Van Deventer. Let me tell you a little bit about the tribe we're building here at Major Gifts Fundraiser. We're working with people like you who want to be among the very best in this field. You want to accomplish great things. You want to challenge yourself. You want to grow, and you are up for going on a journey because you know a journey is what it takes to become the very best version of yourself. You're listening to this podcast because you know that in order to be a great fundraiser, you have to spend time thinking about how you'll be a great fundraiser. You can learn more about our new online training programs at majorgiftsfundraiser.com. And without further ado, here's Clark.
Buenos dias, mis amigos. Clark Van Deventer here from Major Gifts Fundraiser. I hope that you are having a great day. Hey, if you are on the Major Gifts Fundraiser email list, and if you aren't, why aren't you? If you are on the Major Gifts Fundraiser email list, you should have gotten a few emails from me in the past week. You can bring me in. And I will give you a little backstory here. I wrote the email that we were sending out, and I gave it to our team to format, to plug it in, send it out. And I wrote this sentence, like, you can bring me in. And I was like, I said, I want a GIF from the movie Elf where they're talking about bringing in Miles Finch. Right? You know this movie? We bring in Miles Finch. We bring him in. I mean, he's written more classics than Dr. Seuss. We bring him in. Right, so we're sending out these emails about how you can bring me in, and I wanted a GIF from the movie Elf in the email, and they couldn't figure out how to get it in there. So I'm sorry, no GIF. But I'm going off track here. I have opened up my calendar for some dates in the spring where you can bring me into your organization for a strategic development workshop. We'll spend a couple of days together honing in on the issues that are most important to you and where you are at today. It's like a seminar, but it's 100% tailored to you and your team. All right, so if you are interested and you got the email from me, just reply to that email. If you didn't get the email, just email me, clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. That's clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. If you're interested, just email me. I will forward you the details. By the way, if you are not on our email list, go to majorgiftsfundraiser.com and sign up. And then you'll be in the know on this stuff in the future. So, all right. Topic on today's podcast. Do you know your people? All right, right now I am leading a peak performance cohort. We've got a cohort I'm doing some group coaching with. And I was talking with them about this topic this week. And I was reminded of one of my favorite quotes, not from the movie Elf, from Margaret Thatcher. I think about this all the time. Guard your thoughts, for your thoughts determine your actions. The way we think will determine the way we act. And I was trying to get across this point that knowing your people, knowing your top names, I think it may be the number one most important thing that determines your success as a fundraiser. Like, if you know who your top two or three prospects are, and then your top five, and then your top 10, if you just know who these people are. This was my, I wanted to say this. I was writing an email to my group. It was like, this is the master skill of success. Like, if you just know this, like, this is it. And I really felt this. I felt very strongly. Just know who your top two or three people are. Know who your top five are. Know who your top 10 are. Like, just really felt like if you just do this, this is the master skill of success for fundraisers. I thought that, and then I immediately doubted myself, which reminded me of another favorite quote, this one from Voltaire. Uncertainty is an uncomfortable position. but certainty is an absurd one. Oh, that's such a good quote, isn't it? Uncertainty is an uncomfortable position, but certainty is an absurd one. So I am not certain that knowing your people, knowing your top people, is the single most important thing. I think perhaps the most important thing is framing the way that we think about fundraising, because if we frame the way we think about fundraising, that will make us deeply and, here's the key word, genuinely grateful. And if we are deeply and genuinely grateful, we will do a fabulous job of thinking and stewarding our donors. And if we do a fabulous job of thinking and stewarding our donors, if we just stop there, we will have so much success. We'll be so far ahead of our quote unquote competition that it'll be crazy. So that may be the most important thing about fundraising success, but I'm not certain of that because that would be absurd. Knowing your names may be a close second, but I don't know, maybe it may be number one. Know your people. You've got innumerable tasks to do today, and you are pulled in so many different directions. There are so many things that you could do. There are so many things I could do today. I mean, I'm just look, it's crazy. You're trying to get out an email. You're trying to get out a newsletter. You're trying to get a luncheon planned. You're trying to get a golf outing organized. But there's one donor who could give you $1 million. What's the move you've made on her today? And look, we could talk about better strategies to get meetings. We could talk about how to better craft your pitch. We could talk about how to listen to gift and ask strategic questions. We could talk about how to make an ask, how to lead this relationship in a way so that it progresses to this, this moment where you say, and to help us accomplish this important work, I'd like you to consider a gift of $1 million. And then after you make that ask, we could talk about how to deal with objections and how to close a gift. And you could get better at all of that stuff. And you should, all right? You should work at getting better at all that stuff. But if you don't know who your top people are, you're doing that, you're doing that stuff on the wrong people, or you're not doing it because all you're doing is sending out emails and organizing golf outings and getting newsletters out. But who are your top people? Your top 2 or 3 or 5 or 10? And if you know who your top people are, you put yourself in a position to, as I put it, you put yourself in position to get in the way of success, right? And success is like a river, it's flowing. And if you just get out of your office, you can't help but get swept up in that river. So you get in the way of success. So put yourself in front of those people and get in the way of success with them. When I was in college, I got started as a fundraiser, as a college student. I wanted to bring in big name speakers to my campus, and big name speakers want big honorariums. So I needed to raise money. That's how I got started as a fundraiser. And for me, Tom Phillippe was the guy. And I can say his name because Tom passed away a few years ago. Tremendous, tremendous legacy. I'll give you just two examples. There's an international relief and development agency called World Hope International. World Hope is big. I mean, tens of millions of dollars in international relief and development done every year. Tom gave the first gift to start that. Do you know the leadership author John Maxwell? His books are in like every airport bookstore. I've got a few of my own favorites. 360 Degree Leader is one that I've given away many times. Failing Forward is a personal favorite. I love that book. I love the idea. I just love the idea of failing forward. 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. That may be his, I don't know, would that be his like seminal book? Maybe. Whatever John Maxwell does in this world, like whatever John's impact is on the world, and John Maxwell's impact is great. Whatever John Maxwell does in this world is part of Tom Phillippe's legacy. Like Tom was behind John Maxwell. Those are just two examples of Tom Phillippe's legacy. But when I was in college, the biggest, most beautiful building on campus and other buildings, but when I was in college, the biggest, most beautiful building on campus was named after Tom and his wife, Joan. So Tom and Joan became like they were the most important people in my life. I was a kid. I didn't know what I was doing, but Tom was the most important person in my life because I was obsessed with putting on these events. It's like, how am I going to crack this code? How am I going to do this? How am I going to be able to pull this off? Tom's the guy. Like, if I'm going to be able to pull this off, Tom's going to help me do it. And I thought about him all the time. All right, like the movie Jerry Maguire, which you've probably heard me talk about before, but it bears repeating because I love the movie. You are Jerry Maguire, and your number one donor is Rod Tidwell. And if you can picture Cuba Gooding Jr. saying this, right? Cuba Gooding Jr., if you know the movie, he's sitting in the bathtub. You should be dreaming about me, baby. He's in the bathtub. He's on the phone with his agent. You should be dreaming about me, baby. I should be on your mind constantly. No, I didn't, but I almost did. I used to, imagine Tom Phillippe. I could imagine Tom Phillippe saying that to me. You should be dreaming about me, baby. I should be on your mind constantly. And you should imagine your number one donor saying that to you. All right, who is your number one donor? We have a tool. We have a resource you can use to rank your people. We call it the Donor Evaluation Worksheet. We could walk through that. I could help you sift through your names and figure out who I think your best prospects are. But let me tell you a secret. You could get it wrong and still win. You could get it wrong and still be successful. You could choose the wrong top five people. And you'll just choose the wrong five people. Think about them all the time. Just pick five. Pick five random names off your list. Forget the donor evaluation worksheet. Just pick five random names off the list and love those people, care for those people, think about them all the time, make monthly moves on them, right? One move a month. Over the course of the year, you've got a few handwritten notes, you've got a few emails, you've got a few text messages, you've got a few phone calls. Maybe there's a lunch, maybe there's a dinner, maybe there's an event you go to do together. But just pick five random names off your list. Think about them all the time. And see what happens with those five random names. See if they don't give more, if they don't outgive your other donors. Like, just pick five people and just think about them all the time. Make moves on them. Be in relationship with them and see what happens. Maybe it may be a better idea to actually use our donor evaluation worksheet and try to make sure you're focused on the best prospects. Oh, sure. But I'm just making a point here. Choose any one or two or three or four or five or 10 or 20 names. And any. And just focus on those people. Think about them all the time. Tend to the relationships and see if those top names don't move up. Don't give more. Don't outperform the other donors on your list. All that other stuff you could do. And I'm not saying it's not important. The emails, the newsletters, the golf outings. I'm not saying they're not important. But they are wandering generalities. And I'm asking you to be a meaningful specific. All right, that's it. That's all I've got for you today. All right, remember, hey, if you're interested in bringing me in, I've opened up a few dates on my calendar between now and the end of the spring, really now through early June. I've got some dates on my calendar where you could bring me in. And I love doing these strategic development workshops. I love the camaraderie. I love looking at your names together, talking about your people, and just right talking about how I can help you, like, be the best version of yourself, have all the success that you've always dreamed of having. And I'll just tell you, like, my own life over the past year, this has been a big thing for me. This is going to sound like I've given up. I have not given up, like, far from it. But it's this realizing, like, this is my calling. My calling isn't to do anything great. My calling is to help other people do great things. So if I can help you, be an honor. All right. Hey, email is clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. That's clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. Hey, by the way, social media, where the Major Gifts Fundraiser is there. I will confess, we've not been super active this year, but we are there. Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, even TikTok. I will confess, I do have fun. I have fun with TikTok. I've done more with some personal stuff. Oh, man. All right, that's it. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Monica here again. I wanted to take a minute to tell you about our workshops and how you can bring Clark into your organization for a day or two workshop where he works directly with you and your team in your office. If you're benefiting from these podcasts, imagine how much more you could accomplish with Clark spending a couple days in your office. You can book a strategic development workshop with Clark. This all starts with Clark getting together on a long call with you, either over the phone or video conference. He's going to dig in. He's going to find out who you are, what your organization's about, what challenges you face, and just where you're at in general. Then he's going to provide a written development report. This report is something that you could give to your boss or your board. It's a professional outside assessment of where your organization is at. And that call is really important because Clark wants to know where you are so that when he comes in, he can spend his time addressing the issues that are most pertinent to you and where you guys are as an organization. So Clark's going to travel to you. He's going to get on a flight. He's going to come out to wherever you are and spend some time with you and your team. There's a real synergy that happens during these workshops. Everybody's on the same page. They're hearing the same message. They're starting to talk in the same vocabulary. It's really powerful. And, you know, when Clark first got started in fundraising, he was fortunate to have access to really great training. He went to professional seminars led by the best fundraising coaches of their time. But still, he would leave and get back to his office and be back in the trenches. And even after having all that great training, when it was time to actually get back to work, he felt a little bit lost. There were doubts that crept in. How do I make this relevant to me? Then the organization he worked for hired one of those speakers, one of those coaches who was leading the seminars, to come to their office and coach them directly. They did this multiple times, and it was amazing. Clark got to spend some time with Gerald Panis. If you know him, you know how amazing he was at fundraising. And he got to travel with Jerry and meet with donors. Jerry became a mentor to Clark, and that meant so much to his career because Jerry was the best fundraising coach of his time, hands down. He was a legend. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago, but he lived to be 89, and he was full of life to the end. Still, of course, it's very sad that Jerry is gone. But I think Clark is the Jerry Panis of this next generation. He has a letter from Jerry, and it was written on Clark's behalf to a university president, and he wrote, "Clark knows how to manage people. He works effectively with volunteers and board members. He knows every aspect of fundraising and operating a development office. Best of all, he loves asking for gifts. He's a star." I can't recommend these in-house workshops enough. They're a shot in the arm for your organization, and you'll be so inspired. But not just inspired, you're going to feel motivated and equipped to take on the world. To find out more about these workshops, email me at Monica at Major Gifts Fundraiser. That's Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at majorgiftsfundraiser.com. Thanks for listening.